wanting the matters in any case, then you are paid it. And the Dushe is redeemed, and the Dami, and the Madbeye. Then you take this Madbeye and you buy a Kere Zoho or a Kle Zoho for a Pesach. And you're marking it at a Pesach. So that means that at the very outset, when, let's say, in Tammuz, you are Matris, Magdish, in Kebel Pesach, so it Dushlaguf was hard. It wasn't a regular Dushlaguf. A regular Dushlaguf. So how could it be called as a Shlomim without a Mum after Pesach? According to Mandoma, that in Dichu Balchayim, and the reason is why the Mishneh, after the Zayin in Beit Yitzchak, says that it cannot be called as a Shlomim of the Pesach. But we have to wait for a Mum, because of the Loch of Dichu. Otherwise, it would be called itself as a Shlomim. How could it be called a Shlomim if it only has a Shlomim? Mumin Hedish. It's not Kershon, it's Vosko. In order to be called, it must be Kershon, it's Vosko. The answer is Nikeve, so it's not Kershon, it's Vosko, that the Guf HaBehime itself should be called as a Pesach. But it's Kershon, it's Vosko, that the Mel should be called as a common Pesach. So, some melee, it could be Korin as a Shlomi without the Mum. Why does the Mishnah say only the Mum? Because of the Awoch of Dir, you see. But when it was Mafkis Mikhevo with Pisrei, so then we call it the Shedomi. But it's not a regular Shedom. It means, in contrast to the Dushes Aguf, where the Behemoth itself is Kohen. So here, the Behemoth itself is not Kohen, but the Dominum of the Behemoth is Kohen. But the Dushe was howling its fossil to that its Dominum should be Kohen. This is what this is. This is what this means. The Yishlima and the time of the Polish and Rav Shimon, we should be by he after the Rabbonim, the outcome of the Rabbonim Alei, El Vidovo, the Shaykh Bey, the Shastom. So what does it mean, Shaykh Bey, the Shastom? It doesn't mean the Shastom. Anything Shaykh Bey, the Shastom. Even Ashkol Shaykh Bey, the Shastom. But that the Shastom means not Kodesh from Mitzvoso. Here we mean the Shaykh of Yidusha's domain that it's Kodesh from Mitzvoso so that the domain, the chlipm of that Kufa Behemo will be called with Mitzvoso. That's what we mean Shaykh of Yidusha's domain. Sabre, Migin, Nachseb Yidusha's domain, Nachseb Yidusha's domain, Nachseb Yidusha's domain. So it doesn't mean first the Shetam is Chal, and then by itself the Shetam is Chal. How does it mean Chal? It means that the Dushas Domim itself manifests itself in a Dushas Aguf in Mitzvoso by being dedicated to the Hakrove of the Domim of the Kufabe. That's what Mige de Nachsebe Yidushas Domin, Nachsebe Yidushas Aguf. So he says, Ug Yidushas Aguf Lehabe. But a regular Yidushas Aguf it isn't. The Guf HaBeim itself cannot be called in its fossa. It's only a mate that the Mel should be called in its fossa. But not the Guf HaBeim itself. So who yes, there is a stick of the obey. On one hand, he says, Migadin Achsebe Yidushas Domin, نقص بود نمیدوش سگو اوجه سگو فرهبه شرعه پس آبان نکی با شرعه پس آبان نکی با so it is direct and once again he says first he says میگید نقص بودش دامی نقص بگیدوش سگو you sagu fees how and then he says no you sagu fees not how because this is negamo it depends what kind of you sagu you sagu means kodesh in mitzvos that's the definition of you sagu you sagu papelo means it's dedicated it's kodesh to be calling the mitzvos as a name you sagu papelo means it's kodesh it's in it it's dedicated to be calling as a name as a shalom Jewish Sagufa Fratus means it's dedicated, it's aiming to be called as a Chatus. Jewish Sagufa Shlomi means it's calling, it's dedicated, it's aiming to be Kodesh, to be calling as a Chatus. It's an ocean, whatever. So we have one, so we have two types of Jewish Domi. We have one type of Jewish Domi where it's not Kodesh and it's also in any way. He's just magdishim. He should become one in the way. Like Berakabayas. It's not Kodesh. When it's also. So you can be magdish ashpo in Dushesvam. It's not Kodesh when it's also. It just becomes woman Eldish. Now it's woman Eldish. And it's not Kodesh when it's also. It has no aspect of Dushesvam. So then it has pity. It doesn't suppose it is about heart. Even though it doesn't have a moon, it's still expedient. It's still expedient. And then there's another type of Dushes Domi where it's really affected with the Dushes Mitzvos in Dushes Agub, but not Dushes Mitzvos of the Gufa Behemo itself, but Dushes Mitzvos through the Domim of the Behemo. So then you have to wait till the Muma comes in. Because the Shaguf is the Lipoka Behemo. You must have the Mahamim. The Shaguf is not Poka without Pidya. It's not Poka without Pidya. And there is no Pidya and there is no Muma. So you have to wait for a Muma. So this is what Jesus says. So the outcome would be Rabban Olay. In other words, why are the Rabbanon chilek? So, because only the Dovah B'Shayich Adin Gushet Domim, he means not Dushes Domim, Mamesh. He means Dushes Haguf, where it's aimed to Mitzvoso, for the Akrobe of the Domim. For the Akrobe of the Domim. So he says, Avo Gavitan, Oshir, Mitami Migdosh, Shiv Hiskan. So there, when he was Mafkish Hiskan, so he couldn't be Magdishet, Limitzvoso, because Limitzvoso could only be conceived in regard to the Domim. In the Domim, only after a Muma occurs, but by law, even if a Muma occurs, if it has a Kishagur, it cannot be needed. So there, the whole Dushe was just a Dushe, not a Mitzvoso, but of moment Hegji Bikinon. So if the whole Dushe was a Dushe of moment Hegji Bikinon, so mainly it's not Shaya to say Dihu. Dihu is Shaya when it has a Dushesagur, but for some reason it was pushed off from the Mizbeah. But if he doesn't have Dushesagur, so what does it mean it was Nitre from the Mizbeah? It's not Kodesh or Mitzvotho. It's not Kodesh or Mitzvotho. After the Rabbonim made it, Shayim just Domin Cholobeites, the Mizbeah, the Mizbeah, and the Ochel, and the Mizbeah. משום דהגה כהגידי מפוס לקהיר לפיסרי ויאבריס את מרפשימן הבאמינו לסביום לרבורון או מילס לרבורם אמרו לבות לא לסביום משום דהגה לחידוי art I mean I have to stop now so I cannot go ahead and pray but with this we'll be able to understand the kashi against Theseus. Why Theseus says that in the case of Marcus, he gave all the pieces of the old Zoho, Bahadur Bushadom, the first of all, he gave it, the Bahadur Bushadom, Sharia, blood all active, for me all active. If it's Bushadom, how is it all active? The answer is the mother too had the Bushadom, even though it's in the game. But it was conditional mitzvah, but not only mitzvah so of the Guf and Kene itself, because that's not possible. But when it's also for the doming of the mother, once the mother will have a moon. But as far as the blood is concerned, so he is his Ocho. So he is Rola. He is Kodesh. He has a Kodesh Aguf to be calling the Guf and blood itself because he is his Ocho. So it's only because even though he says the Shaddami, Tesis doesn't mean the Shaddami Ramesh. Like Magdish Ash calling his Beah. Where he's not Magdish in his Vosso. He means he's Magdish in his Vosso in Sikdush Sangu. But the Kdushas, the Mitzvosso will be fulfilled not through the Akrobe of the Behemoth itself, dedicated, that's impossible, but through the Dominion of the Behemoth. How can the Behemoth, which has a Kedushas Haguf, have Dominion? You cannot be paid it until Mum occurs. Why? Depending on the pasture. Until a Mum occurs in it.
February 24th, 1985, on Sunday.
Vitamin B. Chetzi of the Chotzik Ute, Chetzi of the Chotzik Ute. Now, if a man says to women, Chetzi of the Chotzik Ute, so in the English. So the question is, suppose he says, Chetzia b'chotzi pute, v'chetzia b'chotzi. Ma, kin doma l'chotzi pute posko. Since he said that first, half of you l'chotzi pute, some may say so it's not good. So it's not good. In other words, then it's not good for tourists. First of all, because Chotz Yisho is not Kodesh. Secondly, Chotz Yisho is not Kodesh. So for two reasons, if we say Pascha, or if you remain in the Hilchot, in other words, it's a figure of speech. That's the way he formulated, he expressed it in a very peculiar way. What he meant was, Kulech Mikodesh Bipoto. So instead of saying it explicitly, Kulech Mikodesh Bipoto, so he said, Chetya Bechotzik Puto, Vichetzik Bechotzik. In other words, if we say Posko, so that means he meant to make two separate dishes of half a woman each, and each separate dushan is for a chotzipot. Stenchi takvideh is for two reasons. But if we say made the hair here, then it means he didn't mean to make two separate dushans. But one dushan, and he really meant kulei ripota. But he expressed it in an awkward way. So, chetzi abipruto, the chetzi abipruto, mal, kin domal abipruto. So we try to say only in the case of chetzi abichotzi pruto, the chetzi abichotzi pruto. Now everybody knows you cannot do mikadish, bichotzi pruto. So obviously he didn't mean to make two kedushas. But one kedushin of the whole woman is bruto. But in the case of chetzi abipruto, the chetzi abipruto, now, king Yomala abipruto, bruto, Pascal Nielse. Pascal Nielse, so in this case, so there is no yichoche that he meant one kedushin, because after all, many meant two kedushins. After all, each dushin is a part pruta. It still means one dushin. And kulech bishtei putas. That's what it meant. In tintolema kol b'yeine meine meilechu. Chetzio b'pruta yein. V'chetzio b'pruta limocho. Ma'ahu. So if he says half of you Kodeshes immediately today, and then the other half, so the Chalei should be tomorrow, Kingdom of Limocho, Pascha. So in other words, certainly two Kedushim. One Kedushim, the Chalei of which is now, the other Kedushim, the Chalei of which is tomorrow. Oy dilmo hoche kamal. Dushmas lem lidne. U nit mal lidne reagli mocho. He really meant kulech mitzvahs vishtei putes. But what he meant was that like me'achshav b'lach ha'shleishi. So me'achshav v'ad mocho. So that's why he expressed it that way. So far, the Gemara used the expression Bitalema. The Lesta Baye, in respect to Lesta Baye, the Gemara doesn't use the Loshim of Bitalema. Shnei Chetzi of the Pruta Mar, Ocher Badai Bechadzine Kolaro. Suppose he says, Shnei Chetzi of the Pruta, your two heads are Mekudeshes. Kudeshes with one put some chatzim they come on. So here there is certainly good reason to say that it's one dusha. Not that he is mikadish one half and then another half. with both two hands at the same time, so it's okay. Oidimo Enisho Miskadeshes Lachatzoiko. So the pashtus of the Gemara is, even though Gemara doesn't use a lotion of intinsalema, but it is as if the Gemara said intinsalema in all the previous abayas, in all the abayas aforementioned. So the kedushin is non-kedushin because posto. So you could say, even in the case of Chetzem Chotzi Prote, the Chetzem Chotzi Prote is Poskha, Mashein Kei, so it's only there, because he mentioned it separately. One have a few Medeshes, another have a few Medeshes. Mashein Kei, in this case, where he says, Shnei Chetzem Prote, at the same time. So there, it's more likely that it is like Kulech Kudesh. But assuming that Chetzem Chotzi Pruto, Chetzem Chotzi Pruto is Meyim Heilich, is Mekudesh, then there is no need to raise the Abaye of Shnei Chetzem. So because of that, the Rosh says that even though the Shita of the Rif generally is that whenever the Gemara has an Abaye, the Rif, and the Gemara uses the Roshim in Suleima, so there we assume that the Abaye is in Shet, because the Gemara uses the Roshim of in Suleima. But in this case, we cannot even according to the general shita of the Rif, even if we accept generally the shita of the Rif, the Tintin Tzolema implies that the Gemara was facing. But in this Gemara, we cannot say that Tintin Tzolema, just because the Gemara said Tintin Tzolema meaning Heilechu, Chetzer B'Prutem, Chetzer B'Prutem, Mar, that the Gemara was spatially that Chotzer B'Chotzipot, the Chotzer B'Chotzipot. So it's mainly the Heilich. Because if the Gemara was spatially that even in the case of Chetzer B'Chotzipot, the Chetzer B'Chotzipot, so is the Kodeshes, Bivadai, how could the Gemara ask at the end, Shnei Chetzer B'Prutem, isn't it our hymn of logic that the Gemara was already patient by saying it was already now that Chetzer B'Chotzi Pruto V'Chetzer B'Chotzi Pruto is Mekudesh Al Haskam V'Chamo when it said Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto certainly like Meyim V'Hilich he said in Basakha Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto. So the Rosh says that even if we generally accept the Shita of the Rif, the Tintin Tzolema means that the Gemara was patient, but here there is a riot from the less Shaila of the Gemara that the Tintin Tzolema before was not meant in the sense of being patient, but just in the sense for argument's sake. Because if the Gemara really meant to be patient, then the Gemara couldn't logically ask, maybe Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto and Nishim Skadesh L'Chatzer. This is what the Rosh says. And that's the Shita of the Raivi also. Except the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam. Now let's see the Rashi first. Posko, the Havalik in Kali L'Chatzer. Salvation moves them as economically. The Lava Hachoinu, the Hotzikuto Lava Pisim, Kim Yoma Mikuto Pas, in Hoyo Tras Bure Elo Lechetio, Hito Olema Shimkacho Hachoinu. Hold the Yeno, Hoyo Vidaito Yim Rayay, some male. Let's finish up with more before we move into Rambam. Up to our Gam. Boy, Rabbi, steht Nisayach und Schnee Bonai die Brute. Ma. Wehen dir? Yosu, Schliach und Kaddi. Suppose the father Reuben has two sons. Shimon has two daughters. Now, Reuben's two sons are there. Shimon's, as Stacy points out, Shimon's two daughters are Tanis. Tanis or Maris, where the father could be in the contribution for them. So suppose Reuben, who has two sons there, was appointed the Shliach to be Mikadish, the two daughters, the Ktanis, for Reuben's sons, And it was told out, let's say, the older daughter, which is also a Ktan, for the older son of Reuben, and the younger daughter, let's say, for the younger son of Reuben, both of which daughters are coming. So, and he gives only one photo for the addition of the both daughters. Ma, was amazing in Kabrazil, for Niki Momen. In other words, it's one Aisin and one Mikabel. Now, alright, Bishleim and Mikabel, you understand? Since he's the father of the daughters whose das is necessary, so he's the Kene. It's his das king, not the daughter's das king. But as far as an Aisin, they are there. So only because of Shliches he is able to be Mikabel. So it's two days. So Texas points out that in a Hanani, that Nasim Kabbalah's name is Lavda, but it more means for some Kabbalah's. Alright, we'll see, I mean, whether it is necessarily like that. From Texas read, it's mashma, not like this. Was an Asian Kabbalah, was some Kabbalah, let's say, let's explain it according to the teachers. We need to know the name. In other words, every Mikudesh has to. The Kene has to get it put for every Mikudesh. Not the Kene has to get it put. And if there are two Mikudesh, two Miskachets, so then, the king has to get, the father who is the Das king, has to get one pute for each one. Ishnit bonai, in bilbos u shliach mikadi. Take, where are you? Bitoch uporoso bitute ma'ahu. Mi aminum bito bichotzi pute uporoso bichotzi pute. As this is explained. Because in Paul is not written because only the Gamim Shepard, but not the King Gomo. So really, there is very good reason is why we should say that I should say that in regard to the other opening. Yeah, I'm going to be and even though a form is not Likneis Bikesef, so how could he say Bechosom Chotzipoto the answer is? True, the Kinyan will be Mashiachet, what he has to pay, don't. So, the Chotzipoto is the don't for the poor. Oidumo bito bito uborosom shir in view of the fact that the poor is not eating the kesef, some mele there is a presumption that he meant to give the whole puto for the bas. After all, the poor is not in the weakness because take boy abash. Bitoch bitako bitotok. Ma. So in other words, here it is like giving to him. But no explicit in to him. So if there is no explicit in to him, so then even the rif is made it, that we do not say that the first Abaye was nif. But the way Tetzus explains it, so it's like to him. And this Toema is certainly to be understood in the sense of our argument sake, not literally. So, in other words, assuming that in the case of Pitochu Poroso Bipute, so we say Pitochu Bipute Poroso Bipute, maybe it's only there, because if Paul is not making the case, but Pitochu Bipute Bipute, where Karaka is because of the Kesef. Maybe he meant not bitter the Pruto Ubikako Khazok. Maybe he meant both the Kesef. So each one the Khotsipot. Or if you more Mao bitter the Khotsipot are called Khotsipot. Or if you more even in this case bitter the Pruto Bikako Khazok, so maybe she is with us. So it's mashma from Rashi like this.
So it is to be understood
in the sense of being patient abide. Here, in respect to the first abide, Gemara says in Deuteronomy and Berechut, and in respect to the second abide, abide number two, Gemara also says in Deuteronomy, Akol V'yei Mein Reilach. So it's Nifshet. It's Nifshet. Harei Nibudesh, Vada Nibudesh. Omar lo, Chetzach Mekudesh Li Yiputa Ayei, V'chetzia Yiputa Lu Mocho. There's the third abide. So there it's up. So that you understand as to why the third abide is up. In the first, in the second, is Vada Nibudesh. Because the first abaya in respect to the first abaya number one, and in respect to abaya number two, the Gemara says, but in respect to abaya number three, the Gemara doesn't say, in Tzoraima, Mein Reilach. But then he mentions the fourth abaya. Even though, but in respect to the fourth abaya, of course, the Gemara doesn't say keep the Torah. The Gemara says stay quiet. But since the Gemara raises the fourth Abaye, so it's a raya that the Tzoraima in respect to the first and the second was not mentioned in the sense of being patient, but in the sense of, for argument's sake, Shnei Chetzer Bepute, Shtei Misayich, Shnei Bonai Bepute. Right, that is an argument of Olden. Bitach Mekudesh Isli, Borosach Mechura Li Bepute, or in Bitach Mekakoloch Bepute, Bicholeu Mekudesh Isli. So I say, Omar Avron, in Zusofik, if the case the fourth abaye, where the Rambam passes the tzoki, the sheliyishom is kadeshes lechatzoi. So, and he's not chilek on that, because after all, Gemara says steiko. But eisan shalmaylo lomo is kadeshes lechatzoi. So it should be a raya that Gemara didn't mean the intitzolim al maylo in the sense of being patient, but in the sense of, for argument's sake, assuming, vaday el kulo misal. So the pshat, the reality is not that the reality is chilt and shittim v'amim. Generally agrees, but here, as Rosh says, we have a special raya from the Amore, the Tintim Zolayma was mentioned by the Gemara only in the sense of, for argument's sake, assume, not in the sense of its nif. The Bagdad Mishnah says, Eilu Abis Chalokim, Shehizki Rabbein, Vahiz Gemara. Die Lichten, die kommen aus dem 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 Lichten, einem Gedächtnis. Aber was ein Mistabere, die wir holen haben, ist auf dem Gedächtnis. Akanbo, Rajbo, wie sehr das erreicht das, Rabo Bavron, Sao, was er geht. Und wir kommen auch in die Vrehe Mucho. Ist das Mucho. why the king has even been born. In other words, even though what the Hashbon I say makes very good sense, very good, but it's not conclusive. Why the king has even been born? Assuming like the shit is on Eve, so mele there is a raya from the Rosh Nagmore, that the Gemore holds that the Roshna of Chetzer B'Prute and Chetzer B'Prute or Chetzer Chotze Prute, Chetzer Chotze Prute or Chetzer B'Prute is more indicative of Kulach Mekudesh Yisri than Shnei Chetzer B'Prute. But, alright, that's the time. Because, after all, the more uses the washing in the Tzoreta. But the Rosh is right of the plain logic. So if we say that Chetzer B'Chotzi Prute, the Chetzer B'Chotzi Prute is meaning the Hilich, Al Haskam Lechamo, Shnei Chetzer B'Prute, or he said in Vasacha, certainly meaning the Hilich. Certainly meaning it. But the Magadish says it's not much. And then let's see what the lotion of the Ritva is. Just have in mind what the Rambam says and the Rashba says. So they both take it for granted that on the basis of plain logic, if we say Chetzioch B'Prute, Chetzioch B'Prute, Chetzioch B'Prute, Chetzioch B'Prute, Chetzioch, even though he mentions each Chotzi separately, so Haskamo Bechamo Shnei Chetzer B'Prute is certainly minimal. That's what they assume. Let's see the lotion of the Ritva. The Hodi Boye Shnei Chetzer B'Prute Koshalo Tashalo the Vadai Lavei Lechumeinu Ulechitzoynes. Shouldn't he ask the Kasha the other way? He says, he should say, if he had agreed with the Raivet's logic and the Rashbos logic, he should say, "Vhodi boye shnei chetzer b'prute kashmo hovada hilech meinu." Because shmo, that's what the Raivet would say, and the Rashbo would say, but he says just the reverse. He says, "Tovadai." Love Hilich Meinu. In other words, here it should be a treatise that's initial Gedesh Lechtoinis. because he said Shnei Chatzir Yesh Leimach Tehane Boya Bayer Tehiven Vechitzoy Nishavei Inam Vilesha. In dem Mokin mit der Weihe zu ihm war, der Dode Ose, in die Kachlu, du ihr Chosch Katzoi, die Chim Boschnag, Morgen Chich. So we see there is a Machreis between the Reive and the Rashbo on one end and the Rip on the right. The Reive is in the Rashbo in the Pantim and the Rosh and the other Rishim also. All the Rishonim who are Masik and Rambam have the same sheet. They unanimously agree, all these Rishonim who are Masik and Rambam agree that Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto partakes more of Mein Beherich than Chetzer B'Pruto B'Chetzer. Why? Because he says at the same time in the Ritmo, he on the contrary says the reverse. The Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto does not partake in any apparently, there is a difference between the nature of addition and the nature of multiplication. When you say one half plus one half, so actually, it's not two numbers. It's one number. It's one half and another half. It's not two numbers. Mashenjeni, if in multiplication, when you say two times a half, two halves, so then it is really two halves. When you say one half plus one half, or let's say you say two plus three, So 2 plus 3 means 5. It's not just that it's equal to 5. 2 plus 3 is 5. Because one number involved in addition is not a number by itself. It's part of the number. Machine in multiplication, when you say two halves, so two halves is two halves, but two halves is equal to one, but two halves is two halves. Two halves is two halves. Let's say when you say one half plus one half, so one half plus one half is one. It's not only equal to one, it is one. It's not just equal to one, that's one. But two halves is two halves. But two halves is equal to one. Maybe I sound like talking hair splitting, you know, he got it. But it makes sense. You see, that's the shite. That's the shite of the Ritva. In other words, when he says chatzir v'chotzi prute v'chatzir v'chotzi prute or chatzir v'prute v'chatzir v'prute, so then the only reason as to why we say we could, so the only reason as to why we could say Posko, because he mentioned it separately. He mentioned it separately. But otherwise, if he didn't mention it separately, so you know, let's say, suppose he'll say the sum total of one half plus one half of you is Mikudashis. For this Mikudashis, in the sum total, for the sum total of one half Pluto plus one half, then the Gevoy wouldn't give mercy in my heart. Because then he's in effect saying that the whole, what is the sum total of one half of you and one of you, what is the sum total of half a foot and half a foot, one foot? So then in effect he's saying, Mashain came, the case where he says, Chetzer the foot. So then you can say, since he mentioned it separately, so it's two illusions. He's Mikadish one half and he's Mikadish another half. He's Mikadish another half. So the whole Shaila is whether it's one Kedushin or two Kedushin. Well, his Kavona is to make one Kedushin. So then we inhale. Because if we say that his Kavona is to make one Kedushin, so then it's considered as he said the sum total of one half of you and one half of you is Mikudeshes for the sum total of one half Pute and one half Pute. Then certainly it's one Kedushin, if you would say, if you would express himself like that. But he expressed himself differently. He said, one half of you in Kudeshis for Hatsipote, one half of you, and one half of you. So maybe he's got one of these to make two wishes. But if it had been sure that his Kavone had been to make one wish, then she's certainly in Kudeshis. Mashenkin in the case of Shnei Chetzer v'Pute, so then there is no doubt that it's one Kedushin. It's one Kedushin, and that's the reason. I mean, so then there is no doubt that it's one Kedushin. That's one Kedushin. And since it's one Kedushin, that's the logic of the rituals. The Ritva says just the reverse of the Raivet in the Rashbam. Why? It seems, according to common sense, in the Raivet and the Rashbam are right. And the reason, the answer is no. In the case, according to the Ritva, so there is a fundamental distinction between the case of Chetzer v'Prute, the Chetzer v'Prute, Chetzer v'Chotikut, the Chetzer v'Chotikut. So the Shaila is, is his Kavone to make two Kedushins or one Kedushin? Or one Kedushin? And the only reason as to why we should say that in Mekudeshes is because maybe his Kavone is to make two Kedushins. What in Tintzalema main and Helechu means his Kavone is to make one Kedushin. If his Kavone is to make one Kedushin, so it is just as if he said the sum total of one effort here and one effort here is Lubinashis. One potency, two potencies. In that case, he said, Lubinashis. So then it's one virtue, he says. And the Shilings only made it possible because he didn't say the sum total of one effort and one of a few. He said, one effort for Lubinashis for Hatsukot. And the other half of Hebron, so maybe it's Kavonis to make two separate riches. But once it is assumed that it's Kavonis to make one vision, then it is just as it is said, the sum total of one half of you, and one half of you is the Kadesh for two quarters, for one quarter. Then it's definitely one vision. Then it's definitely one vision. So that's the reason as to why the Haimed and the Rashba say, so it, there is more of a reason to say that she's Mekudeshes. Because say is Mekudeshes. But then the Ritva says, no, he is asking Kashe, Kashelo. In this case, we cannot say Meile. So Meile, certainly, so he says, so the Ritva has the Kashe. The Vadei Lavilech Meineu, Ulechitsoi Neisno, Ulechitsoi Neisno. So in other words, even though it's one dusha, but in the case of chetzer v'kutin, chetzer v'kutin, if we say mein v'hilich, so it means he said in effect the sum total of the half and the half is mikudeshes for v'kutin. But in this case, he said you two have something. Not the sum total of two halves, but your two halves on the books. So in Nishan Kailash Lachatzoi, so then the Ritva says, the Chidin, Hane Bayan, the Chidin Lachatzoi is Chavim, but they says, Oy Gilmo, Chidin Tavaya Chatzoi in Badodo, say, Mikach. I think that's apparently the Shikas Aram. So the Shikas Rambam is like the Ritva. Okay. Today, I have to give you a very short shiur on the doctor's orders. Chetzer b'chute v'chetzer b'chute. V'yitena amay lo yoyil bo lo yomar lo yoyil v'lipos t'gushu v'chulo el nishum v'yike das achenes v'yine nishratzo el rimashi shimas. Aber wir wollen jeden schon die Schatze von Kulo passt und duschen die Kulo. Doch ich wollte weiter schon die Schatze von Kulo. So this is actually very strong part. Die Moe ist die Kasche, why by duschen? Chet sich die Kudeshe sind. Und ich sehe die Kudeshe. But, not that I had just been saying. Passt duschen die Kulo. And kontotanoi, if it's hanishomot loyobo. So here, so we should always think about this. So the Gemara says, Hashem Be'ino HaLazachem. The reason is why here we don't say Poshel Lifin V'Chulo, because after all, the Das of the Isha is Naked, and she did not give her consent to the whole of her being Kodesh, because he only said half of her. So maybe we cannot say Poshel. Like the Imush of Nishikin. So that's only Shayah if he says Chetzer. So she only hears Chetzer. And the other Chetzer he doesn't say. So maybe her consent is like that. But in this case, he mentioned Al Chetzer too. So even if we say that he meant to make two cushions, she should still be Kodesh, because he mentioned both halves. So really she gave her consent for both halves. So you could say, so the last half is not right. Am I really wrong with you? If you put me in the carrot, it's not an issue. So it stays as what she does. That the only reason as to why the Gemara has to resort to Hashem Beinu Achadar Asachez, and we don't say what is Pashtu Dusha Becholo to do with Dusha. That's Exeras HaKosofim Hegdesh. It's not Exeras HaKosofim Dusha. But Teisha said that Ve'in Achanam, if he's Mikabel, if he uses Loshon of Heresen, so then without recourse to Das Achez, we couldn't say Pashtus. But when we have to resort to Das Acheres, in the case where you use Russian Dush, so we explain it, that means it becomes a Mishnah Wash, the Pashto is in the Wash, not in the Chalais, but in the Wash. According to Harufosi, Ariat Harufosi, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Shif Harufo is a Chetzer Shif or Chetzer Pascheli, Hamores is like a Hebrew, so in Mele, the Mishpura Losh of Harufo is Dush. So here too, since in Hegdesh there is no such thing as Chotzi, so in Mele, the Mishpura Losh of Mikudeshes means Kulet. Mashenkin views Losh of Moreses. So then, without recourse to Das Acheres, we cannot see Poshim. So here, in Moges HaPari, in respect to the case where you use the Rosh Neiras, so the Bes Yosef, if you see on the power, points out that the Rambam too, inasmuch as they don't limit this Abaya to the case of Ariat Moreses, and it's Mashma, that Abaya applies into the case of Ariat Kodeshit. So it's Mashma that they are very confused. So that this is Mashma, is again the Rambam again the Tuk. Tao is the short self. The sitting on the Tao. The blue test of the days. The tenth line from the end of the Tao. Because four cases. Hatsya Bhutte. The Hatsya Bhutte. Hatsya Bhutte. You think my will, for we have no will with prosecution of the law, and we shouldn't think it as heaven. The Mishatis of Mashima, Abu Mubi, the ancient Mishatis of the law, prosecution of the law, for he got a title showing some Mishatis of the law. Wie soll man auf die Art und Meile, da man auf die Löschung duschen wie noch ein Amt? Da wird fast die Duschen wie Chulo. Aber auch, hey, alle, da man auch, alle hat Molesten, und ich hab meine nicht in Leben. Hat kann man nicht hin. Wen kann das, Apostel, schon in Chulten Tag, wie ein Rambam, der Rabbein und der Tuch, Kosuo, wie in der Löschung duschen, und in den Küches hat es nicht schlimmer Pschommel in Trilo Hetzel de Prute Leko Giludas Schiebe Schatzel de Chulo Dich die Hodo Omalo Hetzel de Prute Die Ausgolle Deito Schoes und Schatzel de Chulo Mai habe Dume Bisha Samiras Die Hetzel de Prute kamme Nun in Schatzels El Hetzel Die Aschte, wo die Hadre Boden ist Ratz. Die Aschte, wo die Hadre Boden ist Ratz. So, the Bishose in the Terrace is found. Because we still say that the Asacheres is now. Because true, at the end, she heard that the other half is also in Kadesh. And she kept quiet, so that means she gave the consent. But in the beginning, when he gave her the keset, in other words, it addresses to the case where he gave her the keset immediately. And then he said, as he gave her the keset, he said, Chetzech in Kadesh is here, the Chotzeh Pote. The Chetzech in Kadesh is the Chotzeh Pote. So she was zeichin the keset dushim before he had the opportunity to say veichatzich mekudesh. So when she heard just chatzich mekudesh esli chotzich prote, she originally gave her consent for only half of her, not for the whole of her. Then when he said veichatzich mekudesh esli prote. And she kept quiet. So she gave her consent for her other half too. But that was already after she was cleaning the keset. So the melee, the consent given Lachamat Mois is not effective. That's the decision. Now let's see what the Bishmuel says. Thank you. Shmuel is Simon Lamed Aleph, Siktes Vav. The Chetz of the Pukit, Kosh Tesis, the Monobolosh in Dushin and the Dushin Varai, the Mispashti, and Dushin, Kamal Chotzi Hashemi, Mundhegish, Rosh Dushin, Rosh Negish, La Supi Haile, Doman Rosh Neas, Ambul Matu Kosmu, Doman Rosh Dushin, we still like this. Because the Shios said that town is past that Dushin the Fuller, which we is in the Shor Shom of his Kaddish, Chetzio, Lohoy saw it say no, I mean it says here it's a name, but it's a mistake. So he said, Lohoiso vitzeino l'iskadish kulo, el hakim iskato, l'fizei mo miyad vitzeino l'iskadish, harim v'lesh. So there's the Bishyos of that. Abu, Kiddushi Mavit, Kosaka Kaham, Kiven al Pintipurei v'nispashti na Kiddushi, el machmoso, l'habe Kiddushi machmoso v'loi machmosei, if you say after homework the family is Kaddish Adonish. So the Makit is a different text. Makit says here true that she gives a consent. She gives a consent. But here you see we should say Pashto Dusha Bukur. Let's take this cash. Pashto Dusha Bukur. Because after all, the Das Acheres is not Naki. So he says, suppose she wouldn't have given her consent. So then, would we say Pashto? We wouldn't say Pashto if she hadn't given her consent. So the only reason as to why we say Pashto is because she gave a consent. So then it's a song, Ijiikach Voloi Gisiikach. In other words, Kiddushin is only effective if the Kiddushin takes effect as a result of him. True that it requires the Das of Isha. So that means that without the consent of the Isha, so his mind seduction is not hard. But it has to be hard through his mind seduction. But in the case where without her consent there wouldn't be a mind seduction on the whole of the woman. There wouldn't be Pashto. And the Pashto has to take effect as a result of her consent being given. So the Mele in Tzichisom Giyitach Lekisina. That's a very interesting text. But you know who gives the text? The Rashba. Apparently the Mishmur did not have the Rashba. Look at the Rashba. But the Rashbo is not now in her, but on the more before. Hosom Behemo Hawkins with that ahead. So, really, Hochanami Behemi. The king of the year, we have the bush in the Iber, she needs to push the hollow. Umiyake, the Nihali, the king of the Lubai, the Kube, we act the way you could dash and get draw the bar, has to be by the wish of the Kube, have we give a kaka as a sad small. So I suppose to give the parents. That's the Mavit's parents. Okay. Now we'll continue tomorrow.
Kiddushin Chof Aleph by the Rosh Yeshiva, Dalet Adar Hitov Shimim Hei, February 25th, 1985,
on Monday. And they may be Mashiach to be Mikadish, the two daughters, the Tamis of Shimon. And Reuven says to Shimon, Shtei Nisecho, your two daughters, the Tamis, should be Mikudesh, Mishneh Barai Mikudesh. And he spells out which one for the older one and which one for the younger son, and he is here of his two sons. So it's amazing in Kabbalah, you know. The thesis. Shteid nisecho v'shnei bonai inari maya v'bonis tamis v'dushin yov min v'v'deleis yov v'kabo v'dushin t'asliches v'shiten v'yitputel ho'achas v'shliach v'odif v'mshalche. But the question is, that takes care of the Mikabel. So the Mikabel is one, because he is the Dajid, the Makhle, for the daughters. But as far as the nation is concerned, he's only Shliach. So the Nisim are actually two. So why do you want to say, assuming that there's a Nisim in Kabbalah, you know, so then it's okay? Should it be okay even? Was amazing Kabbalah. So things she is that was amazing is loved up here. He was amazing come loved up here. She are amazing now called the rest of his born of Ugo. He was amazing as we know as the boy is she put in. She was born in the Atom Kachi. Abo Abayi. He was a Mikablas and on the Gamble. Shem, when Yochum Shoshi, Kabbalah Mikabe, and Shom Put. So the Shire is but in Kabbalah, you know. Or, was on his catches. So there has to be, so even though the father is the Kenel of the Keset, but he has to get a quote for each one separate. Says, Achas, Mishteichem, Nikodeshasu, to two achoyes, to two sisters. And he says, one of you two is Nikodesh. And he doesn't spell out who. So Mele, his machine is only there because he cannot leave with the other one. Because maybe the other one is in Kodeshes. So Mele, she is a Chesishe. Now, we have to pass for it by the Dushishe is only there is having. That's one of the Yalakigam. So the Kuf represents Dushishe is only there. But for the whole Dushishe is only there, it's not a good thing. It's not a good Dushishe. So in Mele, so we have to apply here to the case where he's in battle. Which one, you know, for one son and which one for the other son. So how much you feel even in the offer of the day, the lay of the shimmet, the breaking, how the future shall be so happy. Okay, now, turn to page 3. Now we mark. Was an easy in Kabla Zima. Pirate, Eichet Gitsch, Inoshi, the Pute, or Isha Achas, the Pochas, the Shobe Pute, Eichet Gudesh, the Rosom, the Shibyon, the Pushe, the Pute, 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 the Abhabe, the Kalimim out of the Jewish, the Namish made the Odom, must be put to Yav, and the statements of Shite, the Lord Abhid, keeping the whole heart of the Yoid of Hotzipot, of Hotzipot, the Shibimomi, Abu Roche, the Nasin Abraha, whom the Kabbal Abraha, he told me that he was a missing couple as human, he loved was a king in the beginning. So, there is really depth of the heritage. Teisha says that Nelson loved that. When the mother says, was a missing couple as human, he was a couple as human, because it was a missing. So, he's the Shia. So, it's too amazing. It's too amazing. But if it's a sweet, it's heritage. This is obviously hold that Nathan in Kabul is Dafke, not Nathan Love Dafke. Now the question is, how is it Dafke? How is it Kab Nathan? After all, he's only Shia. So, and from the nearly total mashman of this person is. Thank you. stehen in Sachen, stehen wir nicht. Schon so ein Schleich, die Brüte, wo ich den Schabon in Dillen, wie Abon ist Tannis, die Chänchen, die Ware, Eisenmann, Leisenmann, den Kiel, die Gott, die Gott, die Gott, die Trainings, die Trainings, die Trainings, die Trainings. Ab sehr sagt, Schema Achanesin in die Kabel, again, ich emphasize, Achanesin in die Kabel, knapp auf diese, ach, in die Kabel in die Luft. Wie ich kann man nicht, und Schema in Heilchen, el Achan kann ich an das Kadeshes, wen kann man lernen? So the question is, this is gosh, how can we say that he was amazing in the Kabbalah as well? So, it's one easy, but it's too nice. He's only a Shriach. He's only a Shriach. So obviously we have to say that it is a sweet and the Miri, they have a mind Allah of every time. There is Allah of every time. That if somebody gives kesef on behalf of the Makre, so then if somebody gives kesef on behalf of the king and sah on behalf of the king, so then it's considered as if the kesef had been given by the king himself. So here the father of the two sons, the Devi, he gives a quote on behalf of both. So married Allah Havel time. And this is actually what the Bishmuel says. In Simela Bilale, Sif Design, in the Shmuel, steht in Secho, Kostkeses, Datke Kishabonis Tanense, the Rachel Kabish, Ozakes in Kushashaya Babir, Babinis Necho in Kabla, Alu Mendilis, Afilu in Abi and Chibish Husson, Loy Odif Ashliach in Amshalach, Vimei Yatzmon, or you be coupling my Gushen, or you have a Gushen. Lochei, after you couple a Vien, or you have a Gushen. Avo in Ovshia, in Bonata Deli, have a Gushen. Or if you Gushen, Mavit Kosa, Datke, Kishe, so he mentioned in the Marit, Datke, Kishe, Ov, Nisim, Yishkiru, Hamome, not only so then, the Dawah of the Tnaim, Oz Havach, Rachad, Nisim, Avo, Shnaim, Nisim, Lechot, Ute, Achas, Loyal, so this is what the Bishmur says, but that's not in line with Thesis. Why do Thesis say that that Nisim loved Dafke, because Dafke Nisim, but since the father of the two sons, he gives it on their behalf, so it's one Nisim. The answer is, why is it considered that it's, that every Amelie Nine, in other words, Hero Dina, the Iskachin playing Mikudeshes, Mikudeshes, Dina Nine. Why? Because it's considered as the Baal of Yibet. So here, when he gives one pute on behalf of his two sons, so it's considered as he, the two sons together at Yibet. And that means that each son gave less than a pute, because together it's one pute. So Mele, the Allah of the time is not better. That's the Shita faith. But it his Shridan really apparently agree with Father Maritza. It requires an appraisal. If he said, if the Ahukavra said, be gracious to me with this silk garment that I'm giving, and no matter how little it is worth, you should still be gracious, as it is certainly worth it. To put it, there's no doubt that the silk garment is worth it. Put it. So then, now the Rashba and the Rosh says the same thing. So the Rashba and the Rosh both say that when the Gemara says, Idoma beholdu who kolalme litliye that is good kushin litzricha shum, it doesn't mean if he explicitly said being kodeshes with the silk garment, no matter how much it is worth, even if it is worth only a pute, which is certainly worth at least a pute, but if he says stamp, so it's also like the holy, if he says stop. It's also like the holy, if he says stop. That's what the Rashba says. And the Rosh says the same thing. And the Shosef says that the Ram is also much more like it. So, from the Shosef it appears that there is no shame on that. That all the children agree that even Stam is considered as he said the holy. So Idioma would be holy holy. Quran would be the Shum. If he was becoming her Stam,